Yeah, the New York Jets going after Dalvin Cook now. So it seems like the running backs have kind of simmered a little bit with their tiny little revolt there, because there's really nothing that they can do. They can't just unionize based on position. And if they did, that would just create this massive, complicated network where now each position gets, you know, addressed individually. And it just doesn't seem to make sense. All the players play, and there are different positions, and there are different responsibilities. But that's like if you're in an office, and the accountant section, they all get their own union, and the salespeople, they all get their own union, and the upper level management, they all get their own union. That just doesn't make sense. You know, everybody plays a certain position. Quarterbacks, undoubtedly the most important position in the offense. The quarterback's got to know every play all the time and manage all that's going on. Now, we can go back on instant replay and we can look and we can scrutinize quarterbacks. I know many of us on Twitter and other socials, we love to do that. We love to call out players for missing things, and the big networks like to put slow motion replay up there to show you where quarterbacks miss plays and where they could have thrown the ball or what options they could have taken. But really, we as average people could not go out there and dissect and slow down the plays like these guys as quarterbacks can. And I remember, you know, when I was in high school, our head coach was adamant on making sure that the quarterback knew every single play and knew what every player was doing at all times, not only to execute the play properly, but if we as players forgot, like I remember playing tailback on a few plays that we would run, and if I didn't know the play, I had to ask the quarterback, and the quarterback would tell me which way to go, which side to line up on, which route to run if it was a passing play. And if I didn't know the play, and I asked him, and the quarterback didn't know the play, the coach got mad at the quarterback. So I say this just to say that each position does its own thing. Like, one wide receiver has to know which route he's running. Each running back has to know which side to line up on, which hole to hit. All the linemen have to know which assignments to block, but they're all individuals. The quarterback brings that all together. And I make that point to say that quarterbacks get paid the most because quarterbacks have to handle all of that going on. The quarterbacks are in charge of all assignments on the field. So when running backs try to call for more money, and I'm not saying it, I've sided with them plenty, and I get where their gripe is coming from, but to say that Najee was talking about how, you know, when running backs come up in big plays and stuff, that's really where the money's made, because running backs are asked to make big plays late. That's not always true. I mean, any player at any point in time can make a big play or be asked to make a big play depending on what the scenario is. It's not always the running back. And Mark Caboli mentioned that yesterday on the Fan Morning Show, and that point kind of stuck with me because it's true. I mean, any player can really be asked to do anything in a big situation at any time. It just depends where you are in the game and what options you have. If you're on the 45-yard line on your opponent's territory, you're not going to run the ball to score a touchdown that's going to give you the lead. You're going to need a creative pass play or, you know, a bunch of pitchbacks or whatever late in the game to get you that score. Now, if you're on the 1-yard line and you're down by 4 points, yeah, you might be more likely to run the ball if you have a few downs. So it's all relative in that case. But I'm saying that if they want to unionize and say, hey, yeah, we deserve more money and we deserve to be heard as just one position, like, it doesn't make sense. You always have so many positions, so many roles done in so many aspects of life that, like, one union can cover that all. The NFLPA, the Players Association, can handle that. Undoubtedly, handle all the positions. Because in each position, there are positions that deserve to have, there are positions that deserve to be more valued than running back positions. That's just the case. That's how it is. That's how it should be. And they all need to be managed by one entity. They should not be split up and unionizing based on their individual role. It's just uncommon. It doesn't make sense, and it could complicate things in a way that might not be necessary.